Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This Baby Professor title is an elementary social studies and geography book about one of the best-known legacies of ancient Phoenicia, the development and spread of a phonetic alphabet. Written for a fifth-grade audience, it introduces young readers to a civilization centered on the eastern Mediterranean coast, especially the region associated with present-day Lebanon and nearby coastal areas. The book is educational non-fiction rather than a specialist history. So its purpose is to explain a major historical idea in accessible terms, how a trading people helped transform writing by using a compact set of sound-based signs. Within that frame, the book connects language, commerce, geography, and cultural exchange. It presents the Phoenicians not mainly as conquerors, but as sailors, merchants, and transmitters of useful ideas. Its value lies in helping children see that the letters used in later alphabets have deep historical roots in practical needs, such as trade, record-keeping, and communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Phoenicia is presented as a coastal civilization shaped by trade rather than empire. A central topic of the book is the setting of Phoenician civilization along the eastern Mediterranean coast. For a young social studies reader, this geography matters because it explains why the Phoenicians became known for shipping, ports, and exchange. Unlike large territorial empires that depended on broad farmland or military expansion, Phoenician communities were organized around coastal city-states such as Byblos, Sidon, and Tyre. This structure helps students understand why the sea functioned almost like a highway, linking separate communities to markets, colonies, and trading partners. The book likely uses this setting to connect physical geography with historical behavior. Limited local resources encouraged people to look outward, build ships, and develop commercial networks. This focus also prevents the Phoenicians from being reduced to a single invention. Their alphabet becomes easier to understand when placed inside a society that needed efficient communication across distance. For children, the lesson is concrete location influences what people make, sell, learn, and share, by emphasizing the Phoenicians as maritime traders. The book frames their civilization as a bridge between cultures around the Mediterranean, rather than as an isolated ancient society. Secondly, the 22 consonant signs show why the Phoenician alphabet was easier to learn. The book gives special attention to the phonetic alphabet because it is the Phoenician contribution most directly connected to modern reading and writing. The Phoenician system used a relatively small number of signs, commonly described as 22 consonantal letters. Strictly speaking, it was an abjad, meaning that it mainly recorded consonant sounds rather than vowels, for a fifth-grade audience. The important point is not technical classification alone, but the difference between a sound-based system and older systems that could require many signs or long scribal training. A compact alphabet made writing more practical for merchants who needed to mark goods, keep accounts, and communicate information. The reasoning is straightforward: fewer symbols lower the time needed to learn basic literacy. And sound-based signs can be adapted to different languages more easily than symbols tied to whole words or complex ideas. The book, therefore, treats the alphabet as a tool, not only as a cultural artifact. It helps children recognize that writing systems are human inventions designed to solve problems. The simplicity of the Phoenician script is part of why it became influential beyond the communities that first used it. Thirdly, Mediterranean trade networks explain how the alphabet traveled beyond Phoenicia. Another important topic is the link between trade and the movement of ideas. The Phoenicians sailed across the Mediterranean and established commercial contacts in places such as North Africa, Cyprus, and parts of Southern Europe. This movement helps explain why their alphabet did not remain local. Traders needed repeatable ways to label goods, record transactions, and communicate across ports, and writing was useful in exactly those settings. The book is positioned to show that cultural influence often spreads through everyday contact rather than through formal conquest. A merchant selling timber, glass, metalwork, papyrus, or purple dye could also spread habits of measurement, record-keeping, and script use. For elementary readers, this is a practical way to understand diffusion. People carry ideas with them when they travel, trade, and settle. The alphabet became valuable because it moved along routes where many different peoples had reasons to adopt useful tools. This topic also supports the geography element of the book. Maps of the Mediterranean are not background decoration. They help students see why ports, islands, sea lanes, and colonies mattered. The Phoenician alphabet spread because it fit the needs of a connected trading world. Fourthly, the alphabet legacy connects Phoenician writing to Greek, Latin, and later scripts. The book emphasizes legacy, so it naturally connects the Phoenician alphabet to later writing traditions. The Greeks adapted Phoenician signs and made important changes, including the use of letters for vowel sounds. From Greek and related Mediterranean scripts came later developments that contributed to the Latin alphabet, the writing system used for English and many other languages. Phoenician also belongs to a broader family of scripts connected to later Semitic writing traditions, including Aramaic and scripts influenced through that line. For children, the key idea is historical continuity. The letters on a modern page did not appear all at once. They developed through borrowing, adjustment, and reuse across many societies. This topic is especially useful because it makes ancient history feel connected to daily life. Students may not remember every date, but they can grasp that when they read an alphabetic word, they are using a type of technology shaped by ancient innovation. The book should be understood as introductory rather than exhaustive, so it does not need to trace every script family in detail. Its main contribution is to show that Phoenician writing was foundational because later cultures found it adaptable. Lastly, the grade school approach turns a complex writing history into an accessible social studies lesson, because the book is designed for children. Its treatment of Phoenicia is necessarily selective. This is not a scholarly study of epigraphy, archaeological evidence, or debates about the exact development of alphabetic scripts. Instead, it organizes the subject around clear educational relationships, geography shapes, trade. Trade increases contact, contact spreads ideas, and ideas can become long-lasting legacies. That structure is appropriate for a fifth-grade social studies context because it gives students a usable framework for thinking about ancient civilizations. The book likely simplifies difficult distinctions, such as the difference between alphabets, abjads, and earlier scripts. But it does so to make the topic readable at an elementary level. Its strength is conceptual clarity. Children are invited to see writing not just as schoolwork, but as a historical invention connected to economic and cultural life. This approach also supports cross-curricular learning. A lesson on the Phoenician alphabet can connect history, geography, language arts, and even map skills. The limitation is that advanced readers may want more primary sources or historical nuance. For its intended audience, however, the accessible framing is a practical advantage. In conclusion, this book is best suited for upper elementary students, homeschool families, classroom teachers, and parents looking for a concise introduction to ancient Phoenicia and the origins of alphabetic writing. Its main intellectual benefit is that it helps children connect several school subjects at once. Geography explains why the Phoenicians became seafarers. Trade explains why they needed efficient communication. The alphabet explains how a practical invention can outlive the civilization that created or popularized it. Readers gain a foundation for understanding why ancient Mediterranean exchange mattered and why modern writing systems have historical ancestry. Compared with broader children books on ancient civilizations, this title stands out because it narrows attention to a specific legacy rather than trying to cover every aspect of Phoenician life. That focus makes the subject easier to teach and remember. Compared with books only about alphabets, it adds social and geographic context, showing that scripts spread through human movement and economic contact. Its limitations are those of an introductory school resource. It will not provide deep linguistic debate or extensive archaeological detail. Its value is in presenting a historically important idea in a format young readers can grasp, making the Phoenician alphabet a concrete example of how communication, trade, and cultural influence are linked. If you would like to support Baby Professor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.